But let's give them an absolute round warm of applause. Thank you, guys. Let me give you a hug, too.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Truly good to be home.
Thank you, David.
Thank
yes,
you.
It is good to be home. As a matter of fact, I feel good today. And that's the last week or so have been recovery.
Challenge.
Have been, yeah, you know, it was an incredible trip. We saw over 1,000 Chambra along the way, doing workshops and presentations with Norma and Garrett. They actually stayed a few days longer to do one of their own workshops dealing with the integration of aspectology. But it feels good to be home, and we're
and
not.
The weather is perfect.
We're not going anywhere until Wednesday. It's like, yes, yes.
It is what it is.
But it's a short trip. It's we're going to Sedona. We're going to be part of the Cryon Summer Conference, along with Norman Garrett, Steve Rother, Rana Herman, Lee Carroll. We're going to have a party down in Sedona. So, but it'll be a short trip. Anyway, I wanted to make a mention. David was talking about feet and miles, and he's saying that we're about, 8,000 feet above sea level here and 4 miles to go see the Great Divide. And I was thinking, you know, from traveling around the world like what we do, it's interesting. I found out recently there's actually only 3 countries in the world that still use the, I don't know what you call it, the old system. Everybody else is metric. And those countries are, if I can remember correctly how to pronounce it, Myanmar, the country that's had all the problems lately with the
Burma.
Yeah, with the Burma area. I think Bolivia and the United States are the only countries in the world that still use the old, I think it's the British system, or even the Brits don't use that system anymore.
A little
so
stuck.
It's funny things you learn along the way. How are the energies today? Pretty good? Pretty good. You know, I know it's going to be a good day. And I know that because things happen beforehand, and you can always kind of tell the energy that's moving in for the particular shoud. And when everything starts kind of going wrong,
that would be yesterday.
It started yesterday. Well, and I don't even want to use the judgment wrong, but things just start acting different than what I would personally like them to act. I guess is a good way of putting it. But little things like, well, Roy and Linda Hansen aren't here today. They had a previous commitment. So over on the Roy cam today, we have, well, it's actually the Gratz cam. And Vicky Gratz. Can we get a shot of Vicky? Vicky is normally at the back in the producer's booth, if you want to call it that. It's actually a cheap table from Costco.
Yeah, that's pretty crappy to call that the producer's
booth. She literally and figuratively stepped up today. I mean, she's on the chair, stepping up for the occasion. So we have the Gratz cam today. I don't think we're on the web today. I don't think we can get a feed. So this is just us. We can. I know. It is crazy. I think truly what happens when the energy gets really high, it blows out equipment. And we find this, you find it. You ever find that when you're really working intensely on your computer, boom, it goes out. We had a music schedule today, live music with Bridget London, who played at the Quantum Leap Celebration. She almost made it here, got within some kilometers or miles, if you would, of here. Couldn't make it the rest of the way. What else is we're going crazy today?
Well, Mercury was in full retrograde yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but Mercury's always in retrograde. I mean, can somebody fix that, please? John Kaderka, do you know technically how we can keep Mercury out of retrograde? You know, is there something you can do back there? Do it, blow it up. Yeah, exactly, before it blows us up. You know, I don't know what it is. Linda and Dr. Doug Davies talk a lot on the phone. He's very, very good at astrology. And Linda will invariably 2 or 3 times a month come back from a phone conversation, Mercury's in retrograde. like, geez, that's not news anymore. Could you tell me when it's not in retrograde? Well, I think one of our challenges today, as a group of Chambra here, but, you know, they're tapping in from all over the world. Let's just go beyond Mercury in retrograde. That's like a bad act. It's time for it to be on its way. I don't want to use that for an excuse anymore.
I like it when it works.
It's a good, cheap excuse.
Oh, it's not me.
Especially when you tell, like, a muggle, Mercury's in retrograde. They either look at you like, what? Or like, oh, no, it's in retrograde.
Well, that's you.
Anyway, we're not live webcast today, but keep smiling because we are videotaping it. You know, keep
did
that, keep that hair
company?
Nice. Keep the.
Did we call the phone company to make sure that they just maybe need to flip a switch or something?
I don't know.
Anybody called Quest?
But this is kind of cozy, you know. We have John. Do we have audio on the web? We ain't got nothing today.
Could somebody make a call to Quest, maybe?
I'm sure they're right across the street.
No, that's not Quest. That's the power company.
No, that's Quest. It's what's the difference? It's all.
You are really anyway, scary. So,
Tobias says there is no power. You know, it's an illusion. So look at what we got.
Susie, can we call Quest?
Anyway, I was in the shower today. Thank God.
Thank God.
And the
maybe every day now.
Nah. I was in the shower that. Oh, and I swear we.
You know what? I think these people must have had a really hard week because they're laughing, way
yeah,
too
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
But could you? And I love it. I think it's great. But could you do this when we're on the web? You know, not just here, cozy, but when we're on the web. Well, I was in the shower and getting ready, and it's a good time to talk to Tobias. He loves. Coming in when I'm in the shower, but he swears he doesn't peek. And I'm not going to go any further with that. But I can kind of read minds sometimes, so stay away from that. And also in airplanes. He loves airplanes. I'm digressing here, but so does Saint Germain. On the trip over to Europe this last time, it was the middle of the night. You know, it was like 1 in the morning. We're somewhere over the Atlantic. And Saint Germain popped in, and Linda, of course, was like passed out in her seat trying to get some sleep. And Saint Germain comes in, so we're talking, and I'm not thinking about anything because in an airplane you kind of close yourself into your little space, you know. And I'm talking away with Saint Germain, and my hands were going, and I think my mouth was going. And it was a very good talk. I won't share the details right now, but he was talking about when Tobias leaves and when he takes over.
I bet it was a big talk.
He's too excited about it, in my opinion. But he was kind of, what was Saint Germain style, saying, you know, Tobias is really sweet and loving. He really loves humans. His greatest attribute. And Saint Germain is like, I think they're okay. And he says, but you know, I don't have the patience that Tobias has. And he was basically saying, we're going to really move into some new realms and may leave a few stragglers by the
wayside. Kicking butt and not taking names?
I think it's a special invitation to.
What does special mean?
Well, if you're bold and daring enough to go where no man has gone before. or woman.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm having this chat with Saint Germain, and I was just totally into it. And, you know, I'm kind of, my hands are going, and I don't think I was talking out loud, but my mouth was going. And we were having a grand conversation. And, I mean, it was brilliant. And all of a sudden, I felt, uh-oh. Somebody's watching. Look over. And Linda's like, freak show. Who are you talking to? I was just watching the movie. There's nothing on the screen. What are you talking about? I was so busted.
I'm not worried about you, but if somebody else sees it, you know, I don't know what can happen.
Well, there's one good bet on United Airlines.
Nobody
overseas
cares.
At night. Nobody cares enough to come along. The flight attendants, I mean.
Attendant is the wrong word.
They're in the back.
Word.
I think
yeah,
they play poker.
Word.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of energy going around today. I could tell the minute that, I'm sorry, back to the shower. Didn't want to leave you without, I'm in the shower, and it's a very meditative time in a way. You all understand that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to think I was the only one. Talking to Tobias, and it was about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and he said it's going to be a very special shower today, and he said he would like us to get dressed up. I was going to wear, cowboy boots, jeans, camp shirt, relaxed. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I got a little bit more dressed up. And then, of course, went and told Linda. And said, we got a special shower today. And, of course, she always looks nice. So, yes.
Well, I just went one step further.
Yeah, yeah. So I know we've got some stuff going on. Internet going down, all these other things. So let's take a deep breath. Let's have fun with it. Let's have fun. Yes.
Since we don't have a live webcast, and since
we can do anything we want.
We can do any damn thing we want. Yeah. And
of course, now, John, are you just saying that we're not really live? John's, I got them today.
I want to take a moment because we can.
Okay.
So often, we have people that come to the monthly meetings, and you've been coming for years and years. But we always have a lot more and more have new people that come. Some people stay home and new people come. And what happens is the people that come all the time, they all know each other. And the new ones, well, they kind of don't know anybody. And I keep telling them, this is a really awesome group. So let's just take 30 seconds of chaos here.
Uh-oh.
Stand up and introduce yourself to three people you don't already know in the room.
And give them a hug.
And give them a hug.
Give them a hug.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody.
Just anybody. Three people. There's so many new ones. There's so many new ones.
Yeah.
People love doing that.
You can also mention the West Bauernhof afterwards, but don't say anything about the food. Just say it's comfortable. Yeah. If it gets too warm, we can turn that on. You want some? Just a little bit of breeze. I don't know. David, did you bring these? Yeah.
Come on, is that fun or what?
Okay.
There's no place like home.
I don't know why we have to be off the internet to do that.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can do that even when we're live on the internet, and then people in the viewing audience can, hug their computers like they're hugging us. And they can hug each other. They can run out and hug the mailman. I think it's a great... Let's just do that from now on.
Okay, because I liked it.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving along, and John, just give us a heads up if and when we get back on the internet. Just then we'll behave. Okay, moving along. We have quite a few people from out of town today.
Yeah.
By the way, when David asked before we started how many are here for the first time, I was back in the other room. And I didn't get to see the hands. How many are here for the first time?
See?
To Coal Creek. Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. I think this is our 106th month. I can't say that.
Nice. Did you get that on camera? I want that. Send that to your family.
What language
was that?
This is Shout number 106. And it's amazing that, well, that you're still here, that we're here. It's amazing that, absolutely amazing how much we've gone through these past, what has it been, 7 years or so. I was reading the last month.
Has it only
month,
been 7 years?
Seven or eight, or maybe eight. I was reading last month's
maybe
Shout
nine?
Last night.
Maybe nine.
And Tobias was saying, go back, think back to the Creator series, or the very first series. Mm-hmm. Look how far we've come. I mean, it's amazing. So, anyway, who's here today?
Well, besides you and me and our staff, we do have some out-of-towners. We have several people from Australia. We have Muriel Deuce. Muriel, are you here?
Muriel,
I'm
hello,
glad
Muriel.
You're here.
And Muriel, whereabouts in Australia?
Melbourne.
I love Melbourne. Yeah. Yeah.
Merlin McKee. City. Hi, Merlin.
Hello. From Australia also.
Yes.
Perth.
I'm very delighted. I got through immigration at LA. I survived that. I was in absolute terror on the flight just before we arrived that I wasn't going to actually be allowed into the country.
Oh, that would be sad. Yeah, actually, immigration into the United States is one of the more challenging.
Unfriendly.
Unfriendly. Did you have to do the eyeball thing?
Ooh.
And the fingerprint? And the beating and torturing? At the... Oh, you didn't get
maybe
that. Wow.
On the way out. Yeah, yeah.
You know, not to tell stories, but since we're not on the internet, we go into countries like in Europe, Romania, when we went there recently. They don't care. They're, come on in. You know, bring whatever you want. Bring your family. Bring money. Bring whatever you want. They don't look at your bags. It's the shower.
Too much
diet. Yes. And now Canada's the other one. Canada, are you going to Canada after this? Because Canada's kind of tough. They ask a lot of questions, you know. Linda and I
That's just
say,
you because you say, I'm a channeler.
No.
They say, what do you do? And it's, I'm a channeler. That is definitely going to set
I
up the
do
questions.
Not. I say, I talk to dead people. Because one time a guy asked me,
you are
what is
so
a,
odd
what's
today.
A channeler? And I tried to explain, and he got very confused. But, no, actually, when we travel and you fill out the little thing, you just say, we're doing church work or going to a church workshop. They figure you're going to try to convert them. So they just. Next.
I usually put that I'm a teacher on it.
You do.
Yes, I do.
I am a new energy teacher.
I don't. I just say I'm a teacher. That's all I say.
What if you put, I am a new energy teacher?
I don't want to get pulled out of line and searched. I'm going to save it for something more important.
Okay, continuing down the list.
All right, Karen Calderwood, also from Australia. Karen, glad you're here.
And from Perth? Pardon?
Melbourne.
And do you guys know each other, the two Melbournes?
Fun.
Oh, isn't it amazing you come all this way? You're 4 meters apart, and you don't know each other.
Adrian from France. Where are you, Adrian? Are you here? Oh, Adrian didn't make it yet. Sorry.
Okay.
Toril Pettersen from Norway. Nice to see you again, Toril.
Good to see you.
I don't think we've seen you since Mallorca.
Yeah. Romania.
Oh, Romania. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Barbara Morrison from Cathedral City, California. Where are you, Barbara?
Hello, Barbara.
Glad you're here. Of course. Sylvia.
Duterry.
Oh, you're an
Thank
angel.
Thank you.
Duterry. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you.
From where?
From Jupiter, Florida. Also, Antoinette Verna. I
Hello,
know that
Antoinette.
Name.
Good Hi, to see you
how
again.
Are you? From Jupiter, Florida. Tess Mahon from Illinois.
Hello, Tess.
Good to see you
again. Yes. Is there? I don't want to get into politics, but is there like an Obama frenzy in Chicago right now? Yeah. I mean, I would think that the whole state would just be lit up.
It's all they talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we probably can't get online because the lines are so jammed up with people wanting to hear the Hillary quitting today. Wasn't that about now?
Suspending. Okay.
Well, that's a nice word for quitting. Patricia Rohr. Patricia from Santa Clara, California. Where are you, Patricia?
Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Good to see you.
And Sharon Warner from Taos. We haven't seen you for a while. How are you, Sharon?
Hello, Sharon. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So you're in Taos now? You stayed? You never? I don't blame you. Good to see you again.
Janice Hennett from Wamego, Kansas.
That's me.
Oh, that's you. Janice Johnson. Janice Johnson. Sorry.
My book name is Johnson.
Janice Johnson.
Symbolic, you know, kind of describes me better than my...
We get to talk to you more in just a few minutes. Thank you. Okay, Peter Nordhaus from Norway.
Hello, Peter.
Long guest of Liz. Hi, Peter.
Norway is so beautiful this time of year. And here it is too, I guess. But it is.
Two Norwegians, and they don't know it. Didn't know Schomburg, and they didn't know each
kidding.
Other till now.
Well, we met this morning at breakfast, and we knew each other from several meetings.
Oh, yeah. Were you surprised to see each other here? Yeah. Yeah.
We're up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, everybody, behave.
No, don't behave. Do not behave.
It's very serious.
I liked it better like this. Connie Orsini?
We're back online. Okay, if we could just take a moment here to welcome everybody who's tuning in from around the world right now to our little home in Coal Creek Canyon. A big Schomburg welcome to everybody tuning in.
Woo!
We're having a few internet problems. We're glad that you're joining in now as you're just tuning in. It was so boring without all of you.
What? No more Pepsi for you.
I can. Anyway.
There's nothing in it even.
Yes, we're having a few technical difficulties. We're back online. We did a little breathing. We calmed the energies down. And we were just doing introductions for people who are here from Australia, Norway. France didn't show up. They're at a long lunch, you know, how they are. It's true. Anyway, go ahead. I'm feeling better today.
I can feel that you're over your jet lag, and you took some kind of comet cookies?
I took Schomburg Love.
Oh, sucking up to the audience.
No,
that's cheating.
That is a true
Man,
story.
Man, I wish I'd have said it first.
I was still feeling a little worn out from the last trip and from this year. And I walked in here today, and it's like, whoa. Family, not like biological family. That's screwed up, but really good family. Nice family.
You are a risk taker today.
I am so serious. The minute I got in this energy, in the showed energy.
What did you have for breakfast? I need to eat whatever that was.
I actually had 3 packets of oatmeal.
Wow, did you put anything in the oatmeal?
Milk, you know.
Was it?
That's it.
No nuts?
David got me a coffee. David, what was in that coffee you brought up here? Whoa. No, actually, I feel so good after... This last trip was tough on...
It was hard.
Norma, Garrett, Lynn, and I.
It was a hard trip.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good trip, but it was long.
But enough about me. we'll get back to that later.
You warming up for Sedona?
It's going to be a good channel. Linda keeps saying, oh, my gosh, who's coming through in Sedona?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. It was probably the nuts you put in the oatmeal.
No, there weren't. There were berries. I don't know. Mushrooms. Go ahead. I'll just have some water. Go ahead.
I don't like being the straight guy. It's no fun. I hate being the straight guy. Man, what a bummer. Okay. And Connie Orsini from Chicago. Connie?
Hi, Connie.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, he probably lives next door. Yeah.
And
good to
see
you again.
I need to announce that this is Ines Van Hall's last shout before she moves to Munich, Germany.
Wow. Thank you. Ines. Ines, when are you going to Munich?
July 1st.
July 1. It's very beautiful there.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. And they have a nice airport. That's actually the only thing, it's the only thing I've seen there. But it's really a nice area. Well, I've seen it flying in. It's, you know, rolling green hills and very, very beautiful.
I'm actually flying to Amsterdam and spending a month and a half with my family in Amsterdam.
Nice.
And then Hamburg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you like your family? Months a long time if you don't.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into the... just a little brief about today. You want to see that again?
Oh, right. You're so amazing.
All right.
Wow.
Ooh. Cool. This is the June Shoud. And today we have special things going on. During questions and answers, we're going to have the co-channeling with Albert Einstein through Barbara Wyth. And, And I should mention that Barbara was also with Norma and Garrett, Linda and I, on our recent European tour in Romania and Budapest, your first time there. And you were a trooper.
Oh, was I ever.
It was... You know, I don't think people realize when you're out in the road and you're working. You know, it's one thing to be on vacation, but when you're working, and you have to be there, 24/7, and it's amazing, but it's very tiring. But anyway, you made it back.
I did. It took me about a week to get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But here you are. Yeah. So we'll have co-channeling. If you have any questions specifically for Al, make sure to write those down, or otherwise we'll just go back and forth between... that sounds so cool, Einstein and Tobias.
Did you know that... what's his name? Newman. Randy Newman actually did a song about Freud imitating Einstein.
Did you know that?
Yeah, just that's a Randy Newman song. You have to look at it.
Is it a good song?
It's Randy Newman.
Do you want to sing a few bars?
No, but I probably could because it doesn't take much.
Well, we'll have to play that some evening.
Yes.
Yes.
Not.
We also have a launch pad with Janice Johnson introducing her new book. So we have a lot going on today.
It's a great day.
Let's move on and talk a little bit about last month's Shoud. I read it last night again, preparing the slides, and it was a really good Shoud. So Linda's going to play the part of Tobias.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to add a few comments.
Great. Ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Feelings are so important because they are the pathway or the conduit to truly intuitive, sacred, divine wisdom and knowledge. You can't go from the human mind knowledge to divine knowledge just by that one step. The process of transcending the capabilities of the mind start with feeling.
Now, Tobias, Saint Germain, Kathumi have all been talking to us about feelings. And again, this is not emotions or drama. It's the ability to sense energy in a room, when you're in a shopping mall. In the world right now, there's a lot of energy that's changing, a lot of consciousness that's going through a lot of its own readjustment, you might call it, chaos, possibly. So it's the ability to feel that, that they've been talking to us about. They're saying that the going, you don't just go from the human mind into the divine knowledge, and the divine knowledge isn't a mental thing. You end up going through your senses or your feelings. So they keep reinforcing this over and over. A couple months ago, Saint Germain took us through the exercises of allowing yourself to dive into feeling, like diving into a pool, feeling it, not through your mind, but really feeling it and understanding that it's not yours.
I love that.
I love that, but it's a trick. I mean, it's not a trick, but it's difficult to do because, for instance, on an airplane, you pick up energy, feelings in a grocery store, and there's the tendency to get confused with what's yours and what's not.
But that's why you have to be very conscious about it.
Exactly, and be conscious about what's you.
Yes.
So they reminded us again last month.
Consciousness is changing as a result of the continual desire to expand and grow. Consciousness was held into a very limited container before, and now it's seeking grander expression outside that container. But it is creating a void and a vacuum, and it is creating some very interesting scenarios on Earth right now.
So we're moving into this whole new energy, new consciousness. Everything around us is changing. We're changing. On top of that, consciousness itself is expanding. It was kind of held in a limited form before mass consciousness. Now it's opening up. Tobias is saying that it's creating a type of a vacuum, a void, and in a way the old energy is trying to pull it back. So there's this whole conflict going on, and we're feeling it in our bodies, in our mind, in our thoughts. We're feeling it. He goes on to say,
oh, here's Master of the Obvious. What you're feeling right now, you've been feeling for months, but particularly amped up this last month is the energy of seduction.
He talks about seduction, and it's really this pull back, this kind of like seductive trying to pull you back to the old ways. You can see it in the world around organizations, groups, governments. We'll go back to the old way.
Drama.
It's drama. And even in our own personal way of solving problems and issues in our lives, we tend to try to remember, well, how did I do that before? And there's that seductive voice even that's telling us individually. You know, couldn't have said it better.
Kind of said it all.
Yeah.
Need you say that's another word?
Yeah. That's it. Thank you. Next slide. Perfect.
You couldn't have paid for better timing.
Next slide.
Okay. Seduction is a part of general mass consciousness right now. But you're feeling into it.
Falling.
Oh, sorry.
Feeling, too.
I was feeling into it. But you're falling into it. Now that's the good news. It's because you feel. You're feeling the seduction. You're feeling the seduction pulling you out of you. It's pulling you out of what you know best for yourself, and it's showing up. Showing up in your life in many different ways, and it doesn't have to be.
So we have the seduction coming from mass consciousness, coming from our old aspects. And again, it's very seductive and very, it's trying to beckon us back. And, you know, quite frankly, we've come too far with this consciousness expansion. We've done too much as consciousness pioneers. It's very difficult to go back, and it's very, well, it's an empty feeling. So Tobias is trying to help us to understand what's going on. Why some of that strange feeling that we're getting right now? He goes on to say,
take a clue, Earth and humans. Take a clue from the Israelis who know how to grow food beyond their own needs in a beautiful, efficient, and generally very, very balanced way. There is not a lack of food. There is manipulation of markets, and there is the seduction of the energy of lack. Old energy had its foundation in lack, and that's how it built itself, believe it or not.
Have you noticed particularly lately, that there's all this very seductive energy that we're in lack. There's not enough food. What's this about the rice shortage all of a sudden? Oil shortage, everything shortage. And, you know, it's at first disturbing to listen to the news, but then it's almost like, oh, my God, they're bought into it. And you have this big, seductive energy. Almost borders on the world's going to fall apart. And it's not. Tobias St. Germain and the others are saying it. That is the old energy, the old consciousness, the seduction, saying there's not enough. That was the way things have operated in the past. There's only so much, and you're probably not going to get more than, what does he say, just enough, barely enough. It's all over right now. The important thing is take a look at your life. Is it really there, or are you just buying into this whole thing? He says it's actually, what did he say? It's a manipulation of markets. And I don't know how deliberate it is, but once somebody buys into lack and buys into this seduction, then it kind of spreads like wildfire. Everybody's doing it. Have you seen what the markets lately? I mean, one day it's up 250. Yesterday it was down 400 and some. And it's like, oh, this is crazy. I'm going to stand behind a short wall. He goes on to say,
oil and gas. You've been seduced, way seduced, Chambra, and you're taking it on the chin. You're falling into this belief system now about what am I going to do? How am I going to cut back? What am I going to do when they start rationing? Which they may, but you don't need to worry.
So again, this seductive energy, we're running out of fuel. Well, we're probably running out of oil and gas and those things, but there's plenty of energy, according to Tobias.
You said energy, not oil.
Exactly.
There is a little difference.
So, but again, it's this seduction, and it creates these great shifts, or actually a panic in the markets, and that itself will drive oil prices up. If everybody is seduced or gets into panic, it drives the markets crazy. And then we as Chambra buy into it. And I believe what they're saying, don't buy into it. Don't worry about it. There is plenty. Don't fall into that very seductive trap. Okay.
There you go. What are some of the symptoms of seduction? Number one on the list is sugar, sugar, sugar. Seduction, consciousness seduction will get you into sugar very quickly. Why? It's a cheap fix. You need something to sweeten up because you're just about ripped apart. You're just being ripped apart. You're taking it in your body and in your mind, so you give yourself some sugar as temporarily relief. But that's seduction, because you know what happens. You feel a little bit good. You have a fancy name. You call it comfort foods. They're seduction foods.
Okay, Sandra, would you close the kitchen down?
And how did chocolate kind of end up kind of out on the
edge? I think
he's
talking about in people in general, but also that when you get into that seduction energy, mm-hmm. then you take in a lot of sugar without balancing it with other things.
Okay.
And then that again creates highs and the lows. And what our bodies are taking in and feeling so much of this energy that's going on right now, and we tend to give it a lot of sugar.
Okay.
He goes on to say,
you can also tell this seduction energy is at work, particularly some of you lately, when you're feeling effects in your jaws and in your teeth. How nice. The dental areas are getting hit very hard, and then some of you into the sinuses. And it's actually quite literal. You're getting hit on the chin by it. It's affecting your facial area because you're getting caught in seduction. I thought it was just old.
No. Anybody felt that lately? Sinuses, dental, face, you know, yeah. So he's just saying it's not about you. You're just feeling all of this energy that's going on. That's tough because it's really tough not to take it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask me.
Okay.
All right. Now, some of you have felt that it's overwhelming. You felt it in your body. You've definitely felt it in your mind and your thoughts. You felt it everywhere around you, and you're saying, but I don't want to feel it anymore, Tobias. Enough of this. Okay, they didn't listen. Okay, no, please, feel it. Feel what it's like for that seduction, that emptiness, that nightmarish desire that is there. It's real. It's real because the shift to new consciousness is creating a void. It's very real. Do not run from it. Be with it. Understand and know why it's there. Understand that it's not about you.
Now, this is like the Chambra challenge of the century. Allow yourself to feel it. Feel it, how it's affecting your body and your mind and your energy level, your everything, your decisions. Absolutely feel it. Don't try to block it out. And then understand it's not about you. I'm still working on it. I feel like I'm in first grade with that whole thing. It's a brilliant concept, but it is very, I shouldn't say challenging. I guess it's a matter of trusting and letting go more than anything. But how do you feel something that deeply and not own it? And I just got a ding in my head. Oh, I get it. Reminds me of aspectology in Romania. Yeah, I won't go into it now, but how do you really immerse yourself in the energy? Don't try to push it away and then say, but that's not about me.
Well, I'm sorry. When my tooth chipped on Friday, it sure as hell was about me.
No, it was just the seduction energy. You're doing fine. I think the first stage is realizing that there is so much going on.
There really is.
All around
there
us.
There really is.
And it has a purpose.
I have truly noticed that people that, wouldn't claim to know anything much about what we're doing are asking questions that Like never before. They're really feeling stuff now.
Yeah.
And they know something's there. I have been surprised to notice that.
Yeah.
You too. Great.
Now, are you squeezing her at the right moment? Are you just like...
she goosed her.
Yeah. I'm going to make this is my own prediction. This is not Tobias, but kind of knowing what's going on.
You got in trouble last time you did that because you predicted Hillary Clinton would be president.
I did not. I did not predict. I said, wouldn't it be interesting? A woman is president. And that was not a prediction. I'll go back and listen. I'm going to make I forgot what my prediction was. Oh, I think.
Well, that's good.
You can't
even remember your prediction. 20 seconds.
I'm this
later.
Constant stream of data, and sometimes I predict that there's going to be a. Stop that!
Be careful.
I predict there'll be a resurgence in things like. Mind classes, like Silva mind control. People have a more difficult time coping with things. They'll go to those type of programs, which actually are going to make it worse. Because this is not about control at all, as we've learned. It's not about being in the mind. It's about being sovereign.
Okay, well, I'll watch for the headlines.
Okay, there we go.
There are things you can do right now, thank God. Breathing, always, always. Some of you say, oh, yes, I breathe. I see you every once in a while you're in trouble. You sit down and breathe for 4.5 minutes and think it's going to solve it. Mm-hmm. Conscious breathing is a regular activity from the moment you get up in the morning. That first breath should be conscious. It's about choosing life. It's about choosing yourself.
Let's all take a deep breath.
For more than 4.5 minutes.
Four and a half minutes is like the length of a song that we play, I think. That's why he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay. Oh, yeah, back on my comments. Breathing is really good. Talk to Norma. It really is. When I find myself in trouble, like getting all messed up with everything.
You?
I do. Really? I've been doing more breathing than ever. And it really helps calm things down. Anyway, next. This is an important point also.
As you drink a lot of water, it helps flush the body out. Most of you are very dehydrated. Now you say, but I'm not thirsty. There's a difference between thirst and dehydration. With the very intense energy you're working in right now, there is a tendency to get dehydrated because you're going to need about 4 times the amount of water as a normal person does. and the bathroom gets busy. Now that you're not normal.
Not that you're normal.
Not that you're not normal. Now you're, oh, they know them. Good laugh, okay? Not that you're not normal, but this work is in consciousness dehydrates, but your thirst doesn't always let you know. Drink a lot of water. It tends to clear things out.
Good advice. Good advice. Four times a month. I'd be up all night long. But actually, I have noticed that. And again, by the way, if you're here, don't live up here in the mountains, drink a lot of water. It really sneaks up on you. It's very dry up here.
Very low humidity.
We should be drinking a lot of water anyway. You know,
yeah, I noticed all the water up here.
This is water. It's sports water. And I quite frankly, I got to be really candid. I don't like water. I'm not a water kind of guy. So the sports water is good. I drink about five or six of these a day.
They might hire us to do some sort of an endorsement.
I know.
Propel by Gatorade.
What do they call that? Product placement. You know, can we pay $100 a channel or something like that? Anyway, water's good. Go ahead. Next slide.
Chambra. We're going to go beyond taking feelings in the body and the mind. Now, we're not talking emotion. Emotion is the result of seductive energy. That's why so many of you just went into irritability and blame this last month. Ooh. Sound familiar?
Talking to me? Oh.
Irritability and blame and emotional overwhelm because you're taking the seduction as your own. You're taking it in your body and your mind and your emotions. But what a brilliant way to learn that we can go beyond feeling at those most primitive levels.
Yes. So he's saying, once again, we're learning how to feel. We're feeling all the energies. We still tend to say it's just, you know, we tend to take it personal. What's wrong with me? We're really learning to feel, and we're also now learning to go beyond the primitive ways, as he puts it, of the mind, of the emotions, of taking it in and storing it in the body. So I guess that's good news. And I think this is the last slide.
Could be. Last slide.
Yes.
For today.
For the shout.
For the shout.
Yes.
Okay. So this is your last big chance.
I know.
Okay.
Wrap up.
Time to stop taking it in your body. Feeling only with the physical or mental is primitive. Taking it in your body as a disease is selfish. Taking it in your mind as confusion is a great lie. We're going to continue to feel and to expand and to know a new form of consciousness, dear Chambra. We're not resisting the feeling. We're welcoming it in a new way.
Boy, I hope he's right. What he's saying here is that, again, don't resist the feeling. Actually, when you do and you try to block out or analyze yourself or what's wrong with me or whatever, you notice it just gets worse. It doesn't get better. It's actually, I have been working with this, breathing it in, absolutely feeling it, absolutely letting myself immerse in any of it. Crazy feelings, awful feelings, great feelings. And as I do, actually, I become more clear about what's me. I become more centered with myself and more aware of what's outside of me. It is quite brilliant. So, moving on. Whoa, look at those. Okay, we'll go through these slides rather quickly.
It was a really good month.
It was a good month. It was amazing being out with Norman, Garrett, and Barbara. We started the tour with a one-day seminar in Bucharest, Romania. We had about 400 people at the event. It would have been bigger, but
we got kicked
out of the National Theater.
By the government, who had something bigger that day.
Or they said more important.
Well.
So. But we had an incredible one-day audience.
I want to mention right up front, Sylvia Marin actually helped put together and coordinate an incredible team that helped with all these events and also helped support the Hungarian team, too. So she was truly a very special and wonderful.
But imagine 400 host. Romanian chambra. We had Norma and Gerhard, of course. Barbara Wyth channeled Einstein. We had Gerhard Funkhauser, who, you know, from Gerhard and Amir. Mm-hmm. Amir couldn't make it, but his beautiful wife, Anat, was there.
No, Gerhard's wife.
Gerhard's wife, Anat, was there. I get all mixed up. And, the music was amazing. This is kind of like a split shot of the audience there. It was a full house.
It was lovely.
And we actually did a kind of a group channel at the end of the day, Zoontype, with Norma, Einstein, and Tobias. And again, just an amazing day. And that's a shot of Sylvia.
She's just amazing.
Very, very hard.
Angel Chambra and a sister.
After that, we did a Dreamwalker Death teacher training with about 30 from all over Europe. Romanians and Belgians and Norwegians. And yeah, look at that. Isn't that a cute shot?
Oh, we had so much fun doing that. It's so fun to teach teachers.
This is cool. Not me. But the cool part was, so we're doing the Dreamwalker Death training, and it's subtitled in Romanian.
Isn't that awesome?
So when the Romanian teachers go out to present this to Romanians, they can actually, I don't know what that says. I think it says, like, doesn't he look like he has gas?
He looks like a sensitive kind of guy. Is he sensitive? Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea what the subtitle said. You know, could have been anything. But it was fascinating.
The look
at
her face is like, I got a tummy ache.
I shouldn't have had that pork chop last night. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And of course, after one night, we all gathered with all the teachers. And
it was great.
To me, this is the fun part of what we do.
The best of what we do.
I love just when we gather at night and have a glass of wine, a toast to Chambra all around the world. It is truly the most enjoyable part of
it's
all
the best.
Of it. Ah, yeah. So, from there, we did the aspectology school in Romania. Sold out. We had 180 people, and we were packed in that meeting room like sardines.
It
was hot. And we're going through the aspects, and it was some of the toughest situation because we're dealing with pretty tough subject matter, packed in this room. Air didn't really work very well. People had their headsets on for translation. But it was amazing.
People really go through a process of transformation, and it's very, very interactive.
And of course, it all ended up great. And Norman Garrett led the last afternoon, really pulling all the energies together with music with Gerhard and Anat, and amazing time. And actually, I think this is from your two-day school that you do afterwards.
Right.
Norman Garrett do an aspectology follow-up because
integration.
You know, after just 3 days of the regular school, it's kind of difficult to think you're going to, like, get all reintegrated. So they continue on with a two-day kind of an intensive. After that, it was we went to Germany for a couple days for business. We came back down to Budapest, and our incredible host, Alfred and Tamea.
Amazing. They did a wonderful job.
We did a two-day event. Here's Alfred and Tamea. They actually live in Slovenia, but they're Hungarians.
Sweetie.
I thought everybody would be amazed. We did a few days of the tourist thing, some shots around Budapest. And beautiful architecture. Beautiful, beautiful place. And we get ready for the two-day. We had a full house there as well.
It was beautiful.
It was, we had a lot of channeling.
The room had a lot of natural light, so it had a nice energy because the lightness of the ceiling.
Barbara Wyth was with us, and, of course, Norma and Garrett. It's phenomenal to go to some of these countries we've never been to before and find that Chambra is Chambra all over the world.
Right.
We may talk different languages. Now, this is cool.
This is kind of fun.
This is cool. Linda Benio, my wife.
Anyways, Susie said, hey, there's a couple of Benyos that signed up. They contacted me and said, you know, there aren't that many Benyos in the world. Maybe it's a relative. So I think this is probably some distant relative. Anyways, this was Esteban Benio and his wife, and it was really fun to meet them.
The family resemblance there, you know.
It was sweet. They were very, very sweet and gracious, and it was really fun.
It's fun, you know, meeting a
Benio. And it is a really odd as hell name, and it translates to toilet in about 50 languages. And no wonder people just let go of the name. Well, in Japanese, Benjo is toilet, and in Spanish and some other languages, baño is like bathhouse. But it was very fun to meet them.
I thought
and,
it was cool.
I'm going to enjoy sending the pictures on to my family because it really is not a common name.
It's kind of like finding your long-lost heritage.
It was fun.
Oh, and the new Tobias book came out in Hungarian.
Who's the smart guy with glasses?
I'm signing books, and I couldn't see at the end of the day. Ty. You know, we get a little dressy sometimes overseas, you know, particularly with big groups. So I was thrilled that the Creator series just came out in Hungarian.
Awesome.
Okay, upcoming events. By the way, we are not doing a July shout. We're taking July off. So if you show up here July 5th,
have a picnic.
All of the drunks from July 4th who are, you know, hung over and sleeping outside will be here. We won't. In a couple of weeks, we're doing the Finding Your Passion workshop down in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately sold out, but we are filming that.
Mm-hmm.
In mid-July, we're doing the Aspectology School in Breckenridge. We still have space because it's a very, very large room. We're going to be filming it. And based on the one in Romania, it was
life-changing.
And Norma's like, it was overwhelming.
Soul-changing.
It usually takes me about 2 days to get myself back together after a typical school. This one was about 10 days, and I'm not sure I'm all back.
It's very transformational. You will never be the same.
This is not for the faint of heart at all. And I would have to underline that.
And there have been other things like this, but this workshop in particular, it's the beginning. It's not the workshop. It doesn't end with the workshop. It's the beginning.
And based on what we saw in Romania doing the workshop, this is, in terms of intensity, it is at least at the level of SES, sexual energy, if not more. I would say probably more.
Maybe more.
I know it's more intense.
I know.
So
I don't want to scare anybody off.
It's phenomenal, but it'll shake you up. We're not doing a regular shout in July, but we're just going to do a little comfortable one evening thing down at the Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center down in Arvada. It only seats about, I don't know, 40 or 50 people in the garden. And we're going to do a little channel, some music with Roger and Lori Drianka. Just kind of a fun, short evening, 7 to 9 o'clock. If you're interested, please call the Eli Ashby Center, which is Lori Drianka, and talk to her directly.
You have to talk to them directly.
It's not going to be on a website. Yeah. We're not taking the registrations. They are.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun evening. Then onwards to the Midsummer New Energy Conference in, is it Hamburg or Hamburg?
Well, I'd say Hamburg. It sounds prettier.
Otherwise,
it sounds like you're going to order.
Hamburg,
you're at McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, and it was weird because when we went there, I was still a little disoriented from Romania. And I kept on thinking, why are all these hamburger stands here? Every building in a hamburger this and hamburger that. And I had to keep reminding myself I'm in Hamburg. It seemed stupid at the time, but It was important. This is a shot of the convention center. It is a beautiful facility, the nicest conference center we've ever worked in.
The setting is stunning.
It looks like a concrete building on the outside.
Show them the other pictures.
But it is absolutely beautiful on the inside. Right next door to it.
You open the doors, and that's what you walk out to.
Yeah, beautiful Japanese gardens and parks.
Parks. And
I would say that Hamburg is one of the most elegant cities that we've been to.
I would say way up there. Just a beautiful, beautiful city.
Yeah. This is the hotel, which is next door to the conference center, the Radisson SES.
I want to say something about that. We have a small block. It's limited, and the hotel is pretty much sold out around our block. So if you're interested in staying at the hotel, and it is connected to the convention center, and it's convenient, and it is a good price for Europe, please don't delay, because at some point we will have to release the block and you will not be able. It's a really good rate and you want to take advantage of it. If you're interested in staying at the Radisson, please call Susie soon.
We have a special package that includes the conference registration and I think four nights at the Radisson.
Three
nights at the Radisson. It's a special package. Look on the website if you're interested in signing up. It was fun going up there and seeing firsthand what a beautiful city it is and what a beautiful conference
center. The setting is just nice. You can walk and sit out and eat, you know, with sidewalk cafes all around the place. It's just, it's really beautiful.
Downtown Hamburg, which is 5 minutes walk from the conference center, is, like I said, very elegant, very clean, restaurants, great shops. It was a lot of fun. Here's the city center at night.
It's so all walking distance. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And we're going to have
who's going to be there?
We're going to have a lot of channeling. Tobias and, of course, St. Germain. Look at the intensity.
Look at the difference between the community.
Here's Tobias. Yeah. Nice and loving.
And then
we have
St.
Germain.
Oh.
And now watch this next one. Kathumi. Ow. I'm going to go back through those. Okay. Tobias. St. Germain. Kathumi. I'm wondering how I can ever keep myself straight. We're also going to have Story Waters, author and channelers. Story last was with us at the summer conference, I think, 2 or 3 years ago in Breckenridge. I mean, he was at Taos last year. But
actually, the last time he did a presentation here was in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
With Santa Fe, and it was quite lovely.
People loved it. And Story has come out with new books, and he's really gained a worldwide audience.
It's a nice message, and it's very, very, very close to Chambra. It's a nice message.
Yep.
He's kind of fun to be around, and so is Lee.
Lee Harris, yeah, and Story, both fun to be with. They're both channelers, both authors, both British.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be on the schedule, as well as Barbara Wyeth is going to be there with Albert. Does Albert like to...
Channeling the genius.
Does he like to travel?
Are you kidding?
Yes. Oh, he loves that.
I've only just begun.
Oh. So he doesn't mind hitting the road. And,
oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Barbara, of course, will be there. We're going to have inspiring talks. Our own Linda Benio. I want to go back to that picture.
Stop.
Look
Move
at
on.
That. Look at
Move
that.
On.
Yeah.
Move on.
And, of course, Norma and Garrett are going to be there. This is a shot I took from...
Hungary.
Yeah. Patricia Aberdeen, who was with us last year at the Taos Conference, she's just coming out with her book in German. She'll be joining us as well. She's working on a new book. It's about consciousness as well. And Alain Boulaya, I hope I pronounced your... first and last name correctly, Alan. But he does a lot of consciousness coaching for companies.
Spirituality and business.
Yeah, he's from France. Actually, is Spanish by background. Lives here in the States now. So it's going to be a great lineup. And, of course, Jan Brouwer, Chief Operating Officer for Crimson Circle. So that's... Oh, I forget. Amir.
We're really excited about this.
They're bringing in a few extra musicians with them. And we're going to have a dance party on Saturday night at the conference center.
Going to rock the hall.
So anyway, make sure to register, be part of the experience, and see you in Hamburg. Okay. Oh, my favorite time.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool, huh?
You're a scary man.
Just keep watching. It actually looks rather, well, hang on a second. It looks kind of phallic. I thought twice about including it in here in the show, but I thought, well, this is Chambra. It's a mature audience, and we can do that. So today on the launch pad, let's welcome Janice Johnson. Come on up, Janice.
Hi.
Hey, Janice. Glad you could join us.
Well, thank you. How can I remember to use this?
Now, Janice, you told me you were really excited.
Yes.
And I'm going to just tell her because, you know, we all get excited. What do we need to do when we get really excited?
Breathe. Well, I told her that if I forgot to breathe. I was going, she could remind me. And David has a bottle of water down there for me just in case. But I'm thinking that my human aspect is going to be fragmenting off here pretty quick, and I'm going to have to reiterate. But we'll get through this.
Well, actually, it's really kind of funny because there's kind of a, I don't want to call it a vortex, but there is an energy thing that goes on up here. Because it's like the center point for all Chambra, for the webcast, for everybody here.
And it's been that way for a long time now.
It's amazing. Some people walk up to the front and they're, whoa.
Yeah.
So let's all breathe it in.
And you get beyond.
Yeah. So
she's a book. A beautiful book.
You've got
book.
A book.
Yes.
And it's called The Voice of Spirit.
The Voice of Spirit, Ascension into the Greater Reality of Self.
Yeah.
And it's about my own experience of inviting my higher self in with me in every moment, and that's something that Jeff's started channeling lately about doing, and I did this over 3 years ago. So what you were mentioning with on the airplane and talking and gesturing, this is my every moment. I mean, going to the grocery store is a collective experience, and it's a joy, difficult, of course, also, but so it's just a joy.
Yeah.
My book is kind of in three parts. And it really is three books in one. It's like 536 pages.
Wow.
But it
wow.
needed to come in one piece. The first piece is my beginning experiences of waking up to a vision of Metatron. And it's really hit home to me with Jeff talking about Metatron as the voice of spirit. And that's where partly where my name came from. And yet it's the voice of my spirit at the higher levels of self. And you can interrupt me now because I'm forgetting to breathe.
That's okay. I do that all the
Okay.
time.
And the second part, by the time the second part of the book came around, and this is in diary format, kind of as it happened to me, in a conversation with Spirit. And I received lessons, and I used those in my life. And, of course, it's kind of like where you're going down a stream, but instead of letting the flow take you, you kind of get knocked on the rocks. So, but in a good way. I mean, that's how we learn sometimes, to let go.
And the third part?
And the third part is more after I recognized that this was my greater reality of self. This is me at the God self level. And you've started to talk about just a little what it means to bring in our higher self.
Yeah.
And Katumi even said at the recent workshop, this is your twin flame.
Yeah.
This is your soulmate. And so I integrated my soulmate. I call him Red, the first color of my rainbow. And also, well, me and the Red, Gumby and Pokey, Yearny and Bert, he calls me Yearny, because I still yearn.
I think you said Ernie, Yearny.
Yearny and Bert, because I still yearn, you know, because the human aspect wants to cling. And one of the things that I've discovered is that we have to let go of everything. Even the good stuff. And then over time, all that's left flowing is the love. Even the nerves will eventually come out, but everything is all that's left flowing is the love. And so this is the sharing of the first part of my journey of coming home to myself at the greater levels of self, getting to know Red again. Wow. I can't even begin to tell you the love story that is. And if you'd told me 3.5 years ago that I had a twin flame, I would have laughed in your face. I didn't believe in that stuff. That didn't make any sense to me. I wasn't familiar with any of the Ascension websites. I didn't know Crimson Circle until 1.5 years ago. And it was like, wow, coming home, you know, starting to talk about these things that I was living. So this is the first part of my experience. It covers maybe 6 weeks in that much.
Wow.
And the words are all there for the next 2 books at least. And, of course, there's going to be some editing because I went through some hard times. But this is the first part of my experience of integrating my greater reality of self, because we not only integrate our pieces from this lifetime and previous lifetimes, but we're also integrating our God pieces. So yeah. Norm is down here, is he? That's right. And they're beyond imagination. In their beauty and their perfection. They never judge us no matter what. You know, they never push. They push us when we need to be pushed, but they're always loving us. And it's just the greatest love story of all time, I guess you would say. And the most fabulous part of it is it's there for all of us. This is our experience that we're going to as we ascend. I need a drink.
Janice,
I told you this human aspect of mine.
A lot of Shambra think about writing books or talk about writing books or doing songs or whatever it happens to be. But there seems to be that barrier that keeps them from doing that. And then they get frustrated.
Right.
And then, or they sit down and try to start doing it and then give up after one afternoon of trying to write. Did you experience any of that? And if you did, how did you move beyond to actually get it into the final form?
Well, boy. And it was done in...
Hold the mic up.
Oh, sorry. Done in a lot of stages. And I've always been a writer. I mean, I'm way overeducated and underpaid as a teacher and all of this stuff. And I've always been a writer. And for a number of years, I've taught my high school gifted students writing and that kind of thing. But I noticed there was, you know, no matter how you want to say there are rules to things, there really are no rules. You have to go into your heart, and it has to come from there.
Yeah.
And so, but as far as the words were there as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was aware that I needed to record this. And I was very particular about how I recorded it. So it's kind of embarrassing in places, you know, because you're being real. Because we don't have much more choice than that. You know, it's time to be real.
Mm. Yeah.
It's time to go home. Mm. It's time to say, yes, I've got an ego. Yes, it causes me trouble. But I'm not going to let that stop me.
Mm.
And I'm going to go beyond that. And so part of that is looking at yourself and saying, this was the way it was for me. You know, but, you know, we can go past that. But as far as the stages of writing, so the words were there. But a year ago, if you'd have told me that I would have published as much of our writing as I am, I would have been scared to death, you know, because there was still so much that I wanted to hide.
Yeah.
And so much of my process has been about letting that go, letting go of the need to hide or the need to pretend. It scares you.
You know, it does, but actually my own experience is that when you were that honest and real about yourself without the judgments, but just saying,
right,
here it is. It also is a tremendous clarification and release inside.
Right.
And then to finally share the experience with other people,
right,
lets them know that what they're going through is
And
okay.
I also, you know, and this is all in a conversation with Spirit. And, of course, we can't hide anything from them. I think they peek. But we don't hide anything. You know, we don't. We're transparent to them. You know, the only way that we really hide is from ourselves. We can pretend that we're hiding. We can pretend that we aren't visible even to those beyond. But we really are. And the only people we're really hiding from is ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the only person you can really hide from. So if we can look at the people around us and if they trigger our stuff, you say, okay, what is it that I'm having issues with here? Because then I have to let that go. So, you know, I had a lot of help with that. I think a lot of the time they would kind of like create a pothole in the road and lead me into it. And then I would have to release all of the, you know, anger or shame or guilt or all of those human aspect feelings that we're letting go now.
Yeah. And I see the book's over here, so people can actually get the book, buy the book. If they're here with us today, how else can people get it? If they're listening in online,
I have a website, edgeoftimebooks.com, and you can get it there. It's also available on Amazon, Book Depository, Barnes & Noble, Baker & Taylor, some of those major bookstores. It's distributed by Ingram, so you should be able to get it there. But I have some in stock also, so if you want to order from my website,
you can
also
do that. You got into Barnes & Nobles?
I'm distributed by Ingram. It's actually part of a good story maybe for you writers.
Yeah.
I am self-publishing. I created my own publishing company. I had to learn a lot of different skills. You know, I did my cover myself.
It's beautiful.
You know, I did all of the... Of course, I was a writer already and a perfectionist, so, you know, just paying attention to those kinds of details.
So accuracy works when you're writing.
Yeah. Well, I think heart works when you're writing.
Heart,
accuracy works when you're
editing.
Well, but so many people forget that part,
yes.
And it really
yeah.
makes a difference.
Yeah, and that's where kids you know, kids or adults would come into trouble if they're trying to edit as they write. You always write first. Don't worry about that other stuff till later.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Good advice.
That was what I taught my kids.
So what you'd like to do here on the launch pad is obviously have you tell a little bit of the story as you've done, but let's all take a deep breath for the new book, for your creation.
Yes, thank you.
And you feel the deep breath and the love that we're all sending, helping to launch this book to make sure it finds its way to the right hands, to the right hearts, and the right people all over the world. So,
congratulations. And I do share. Thank you. I do share also, if you're considering it and you're not sure, if you go to my website, I do have lengthy excerpts from all three sections so you can get a feel for it, because it's almost like three different books.
Oh.
But I really felt the importance of offering it in one piece. Mm. So it is big, but it's kind of three sections, three books.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you so much, Janet.
Glad you were here.
Appreciate
so much.
It. Congratulations. Thank you.
Nice job, Janet.
I love about
it's
this.
Sweet.
I love the Schomburg creations that are coming out. I love just when we all get together like this, and it's like, yes, good job. Okay, we'll take a break in just a moment. But first, you know, Catholic is driving too fast when... Oh, Linda didn't see this slide beforehand. I thought it was funny.
The priest came off the altar and yelled at me, not you. Obviously, he yelled at the wrong person.
I think Gene Tinder sent this to me, or somebody. I think it was Gene. And I looked at it first, and it's like, what the hell is that? Oh, my God, it's Jesus hanging on. Whoa.
Shameless.
You know, I can...
Shameless.
No. I can laugh about it because it was
shameless.
In Überlingen, Germany, about 4 years ago, Tobias was doing a channel on a boat, actually, with about 400 Germans, and he was talking about take Jesus off the cross, basically challenging the Catholic Church. Say, you know, what happened if aliens came down and walked into one of your holy spots and saw a dead guy nailed on two boards? What would they think about humanity?
So, can I try to blow them? Will you put one in my car so I can see if I can do that?
No, but I think we ought to, like, do, what do they call it, the little thing that they used to have at the front of the hood ornament. We ought to come out with Schomburg hood ornaments like that. That would be funny.
Why did you notice that the Schomburg twins came in?
Huh?
The Schomburg twins are here.
Oh, are they?
The baby twins.
Oh, can we get just a Gratz cam shot of the...
How old are they now? Are Schomburg twins? Oh, they're still so little.
Oh, they are. They are really little. Yeah, come on up to the front. Yeah.
This doesn't happen very often.
Because most of us are older. Thank God.
Why, twins is a little bit...
Oh, my God.
Oh, can I have one?
No, sweetie.
Oh, my God.
I want to make sure they get
which
a shot.
Which one?
They're adorable.
Oh.
And what are their names? You don't remember.
Got to look.
And this guy, we're not sure yet. Probably doing...
Oh, okay.
How
wow.
beautiful.
They're
congratulations.
Adorable.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. So that is stunning. Amazing.
Woo!
Thank you.
They're so cute. They're so
I know.
Cute.
Okay, we're going to... credits for the setup for the webcast. Again, the crew gets here starting about 8 in the morning. And they're here till about 6 or 7 at night.
We couldn't do it without them.
Let's give all of the staff a huge hand.
Woo! Woo! Ow! Thank you.
And John, did we stay up on the internet? Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to take about a 20-minute break. And the Virgo part of me actually put an automatic timer in the slide program now. So hang on one more slide.
Are you serious?
Watch. Now watch. This is so cool. Do, 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 do. Okay. Hurry to those bathrooms.